I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and community every single week. I do believe it is a treat and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I am joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Glory to God in the hizzy, Hallie. How are you?
So good, Gray. How's it going? What's up with you, my brother?
Big, exciting news for me, Hallie. I have started dating a new lady online, of course, but it is pretty exciting.
Wow, great. That's so exciting. What's her name?
Her name is Becky DeBupo.
What?
Becky DeBupo.
Buka de Beppo?
What?
Buka de Beppo?
What?
Buka de Beppo?
No, Becky de Bupo.
Oh. Maybe I'm just always thinking about pasta. Huh. Well, where's she from?
Well, right now she's living in Waco, Texas.
Waco, Texas? I think it's pronounced Waco.
Well, she pronounces it Waco, Hallie.
Oh.
And yeah, we're just doing a lot of checking in with each other, a lot of praying together, and, you know, just talking on the phone. It's been great. Yeah.
What do you talk about?
I mean, it's pretty private, Hallie. I mean, but you know, mostly we're getting to know each other. And we talk about getting married. And I'm excited about it. I don't want to jinx it. So, Hallie, we had this awesome weekend with my teens in Climax. We did a fundraiser. It was so great. We were raising all this money for euthanasia.
Fundraiser for euthanasia?
Yes.
What?
It's a really important issue, Hallie, and we got to make sure these kids are in a better place.
Oh, no. Really? Well, I mean, I guess heaven is a better place, but I don't think they should be making that decision.
I mean, it's the most important decision you can make, Hallie.
Oh, well, I don't know if I think that's right, Gray. I mean, it's like Dr. Death or something.
Dr. Death? What are you talking about, Hallie?
Like physician-assisted suicide, euthanasia. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about giving Bibles to kids in China.
Oh.
Euthanasia.
Oh.
Anyway, how was your weekend, Hallie?
Oh, we had such a powerful weekend. Steve was teaching from the main stage, and he just was knocking it out of the park, per usual.
That's awesome.
He just brings the power of Christ, and I watch lives transformed every single weekend. They line up to talk to Steve afterwards, and I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I just want to pinch myself to be in the presence of such a powerful man of God.
Totally. Yeah. I think a lot of people want to pinch themselves.
It's just an honor. And I just never want to take it for granted that I get to sit in these leadership meetings with this man who, we got to focus on God. We got to keep our eyes on Christ. But Steve is just a really wonderful, earthly example of what a man of God looks like and acts like. And I really do. I count my blessings and I don't want to take it for granted. I get to sit in these meetings with him. And, between you and me and the lamppost, sometimes, Gray, I'm going to be totally honest. I sit in these meetings and I feel kind of bad about myself because, I don't know. My hair has thinned out since having my kids. And, what having children does to your body. And all of Steve, head pastor Steve, all of his other assistants and, weekend producers and stuff, they're just a lot of younger, single, such beautiful girls. And it's just hard not to compare yourself,
I know, Hallie, but you can't feel bad about stuff like that. It's the one thing you can't control, except you could control, you could control the hair thing and the body stuff, but you just can't control your age, That's just what you are.
I'm a mom. And I,
right. And you can't control that. Once you start controlling that, then it's a whole other thing,
Yeah. So, but I felt so much better this week because we're sitting there in a meeting and I've been trying to drink enough ounces of water every day to stay hydrated for my body weight. I looked up how much water you should drink every day and I'm trying to do it. Uh-huh. And so I'm drinking water all day long. I have to constantly pee. So I was excusing myself this week from one of our leadership team meetings because I had to go to use the ladies' room. And it was so cool. Sometimes I feel like head pastor Steve doesn't notice me or, I'm just sort of this invisible. It's funny. How they always say, what would you rather have, invisibility or flying?
Oh, right. Totally. I would say, I'd probably say lifting things, but.
Well, I always used to think invisibility because I would want to sneak in and listen to people's conversations.
Oh, yeah. Or be tan all year round. That'd be cool.
And also, if you're invisible, you actually can fly for free because you could just invisibly sneak onto a plane and go to Hawaii for free.
Or have striated abs. That's another thing, yeah.
But one thing I didn't realize is all you got to do is stay alive long enough to be a female over 40. And guess what? You become invisible. So here I am. Excusing myself from this leadership meeting to use the ladies' room. And I got up and Steve noticed I was leaving and he goes, where are you going? And I said, I'm sorry, I have to use the restroom quickly. I'll be right back. And right when I said I have to use the restroom, he says to the whole room in front of everybody, he goes, only if we can watch.
That is so funny.
Isn't that awesome?
That is a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
That I would have laughed at as well.
Well, what? It just made me feel like one of the gang. It made me feel included and seen and flattered, frankly. I mean, it was a compliment.
That is awesome. I hope he makes a joke like that about me one day.
I know. I'm kind of like, well, I'm going to keep it up with the water.
All right.
In fact, I kind of have to use the restroom right now.
Okay, go for it.
Well, Gray, maybe you could say cute complimentary stuff like that to Buka de Beppo.
It's Becky de Beppo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Just like Jesus traveled around in his ministry with 12 men, our guest today has a ministry traveling around with 12 football players. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ramdi Hungry. Welcome, my friend.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. It's so exciting.
Oh, Randy, it is awesome to see you. And if anybody's not familiar with the awesome work that you are doing all over the world in the name of Jesus, today is the day that they're going to find out about it. Tell us a little bit about Kicking for Christ.
Kicking for Christ. Thanks so much. It's a program I started, which combines the two things I love the most: kicking and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay. And when you say kicking, is that just sort of general kicking, or what are you kicking exactly?
Well, we're kicking away temptation.
Yes.
We're also kicking a soccer ball across a field, north, south, east, west, soccer. I'm passionate about soccer, or football, as we call it in the rest of the world.
Uh-huh. That is great.
I feel like soccer is such a God-honoring sport. It feels like a wholesome one. You know, there are other athletics where you're like, I don't know if guys need to be wrestling each other and holding each other so tightly and sweating on each other or punching each other. But soccer feels very wholesome, very God-honoring.
Yeah. I think that's what drew me to the game in the first place as a young lad. I've played it most of my life. I think I first kicked a ball when I was 18, and I just haven't looked back since.
Oh.
That is awesome. And about how old are you now?
I'm 27.
Okay, so you've been doing it just under a decade. That is awesome.
Those are magic.
Yeah, most of my life, yeah.
Wow.
So how did you get interested in soccer or football? You know, we actually don't really care about soccer or football in Australia. We've got totally different games. But what is it that got you first interested in this game?
I was actually born in the United Kingdom.
Oh, awesome.
And yes. So finally, on my 18th birthday, I was alone in my flat. I said to myself, I want to try something new. I want to try something new. What haven't I done my entire life? And a commercial or advert came on the television. And it was a fellow by the name of David Beckham. He was promoting. Mm. He was promoting some shampoo, and as you can tell by my current hairdo, a coif.
Right.
I am a big fan of shampoo. I tried the shampoo that David Beckham was pushing. It worked out great for me. I said, "What else does David Beckham have? Soccer.
Oh, totally.
Soccer in his life." Oh. And that's what led me to the soccer field.
Awesome.
Have you heard of David Ginola?
I can't say that I have, but it sounds nice.
Delicious. Yeah.
Have you heard of Jurgen Klinsmann?
Not sure I have, but also what a name. Yeah.
The two players, they played long before I was interested in the game, but their posters are on the walls at Tottenham Hotspur. I went to the stadium and I said, hey, I'd like to give this a try. And you know, by the grace of God, they directed me to a community team that was just a few miles away.
Was this a youth team, or were these kids
a pickup game?
Yes, it was a youth. I was the oldest person on the team by quite a bit.
Well, it's not like you had a lot to learn. It's pretty straightforward. You got to get the ball down the field. You can't use your hands, and you want to get it in the net. I mean, what else is there to really know? And did you take to it immediately? I mean, you're so tall. I wonder, does that feel like you're a bunch of just like long leg bones out there? I feel like a lot of footballers are short little guys that their knees and ankles are just practically right around the ball.
I am definitely tall for a soccer player, and especially with the age difference in those games, I stood out even more. But I took to it. It was pretty easy for me to just kind of take the ball and score against the opposition. A lot of complaints from the opposing parents, but it worked out great for me.
That is great. And so now you are taking soccer, and how do you do this? You are going around as an ambassador, basically, for Twin Hills, and you are setting up these youth soccer programs all over the world for you know, everywhere for Kicking for Christ. Isn't that right?
Yes. I feel like I'm a very lucky and blessed man. I get to go to different cities, different countries, and I invite young people to come and try out for the team. It is a rigorous trial for each team.
It's not everyone is included. It not everyone makes the team.
Everyone's invited. Not everyone makes it. That's the slogan we have in our marketing, and we want people to come in and try their best. And I push them. I pushed them in the immediate trial.
And I mean, that is that. Unfortunately, that's like heaven. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Everybody's got an opportunity.
Yep. Yes.
But if you don't make the right choices, if you're not the best at the choices that you need to make to get there, you're not going to be there.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. And I, you know, one of the things I tell people, I say, Jesus is our Christ, but Jesus is also our coach.
Awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It totally does.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think that if whistles were around when Jesus was here. He would have one.
Yeah. I'm a fellow walking down the street, and I see an attractive lady passing by me on the right, and I'm tempted to turn around once she passes me and see what she's got, you know, stacked up on top of her legs in the back there. And you know what? You hear Jesus blow that whistle. You don't need to turn around and see what her behind is going to make you feel in your tummy, if it's going to give you some butterflies or if it's going to cause you to stumble in the flesh. Now, Ramdi, I think this is just so neat to find such a popular worldwide, soccer is the most popular sport. It doesn't seem like the U.S. has necessarily gotten with the program, but we've got the Olympic team and everything here that's doing pretty good. And we've even got the gals getting into it. And they're saying you need to pay us and fly us the same you do with the boys and stuff, and keeping the trans girls out. And I just was wanting to know, is it just for boys, your program, Kicking for Christ, or do you do boys and girls?
This is for boys and girls.
Okay.
This is for anybody who would like to kick in the name of Christ.
Awesome.
This is for anybody who would like to crush an opponent in the name of our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
This is for anybody who would like to have no mercy in order to have mercy placed upon them.
Yes.
So all are invited. And again, you have to be tough enough to make the team. I don't care what you got in your pants or what you got behind your pants. What I care is what you do with those pants and the ball.
Yep.
I see.
You know, just like Jesus was tough, you know, and Jesus both showed no mercy, and he was the most merciful person to ever live. And, you know, he crushed with his feet. The Bible says that, you know, Satan will bite his heel and Jesus will crush his head. It says that in the Bible that Jesus will, that's kind of cool. Jesus will use his foot to crush Satan with his heel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know usually in soccer you use the front of your foot, but, you know, it still kind of works. Huh?
Yeah. Do you ever use the heel?
You can use the heel. You can use the heel to do like some fancy footwork. You also reminded me of a few years ago. I was going over scripture and I noticed something. Jesus kicked a lot.
Is that right?
There was a boulder over his tomb.
How do you think he moved that? Well,
yeah. What shape do you think the boulder was?
A ball, a sphere.
Yeah, bam.
Bam.
A lot of people are confused when they don't know how the boulder was moved. He kicked it. Christ was the first person to kick. Do you know that?
Yep.
Christ kicked the money changers out of the temple.
Oh, my gosh.
With the back of his foot, with his heel.
Doing fancy footwork.
First person to do fancy footwork was Christ.
I have goosebumps. That is so great.
That is so great. And Jesus washed feet. I mean, if this...
Wow, it's all right there.
And what are you using those feet for if it's not to do some kicking? Mm-hmm.
Famously didn't wash his hands. Mm. Just feet. He only washed his feet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I meant to ask you, Ramdi, what countries are you in now with Kicking for Christ? Where are you really seeing it take root?
Oh, well, we've just come from a successful promotion in Nigeria.
Oh, really?
Which is actually where my parents are from. And they're there right now. I didn't get to see them because we're not on speaking terms. Oh. But I hear they're doing well.
Oh, that's good.
How come you're not on speaking terms?
My parents and I, we were close growing up. But when I found this new lease on life and started kicking, I invited them for a tryout on the team, and my folks didn't make they couldn't cut it. I couldn't place them on the team.
Yep. Okay. Everybody's invited, but not everybody makes it.
Yeah.
It happens every day.
So you had to kick out your parents from your team, and they kicked you out from your life.
Yeah. Those are the kicks that hurt the most.
Yeah. Well, the Bible says that even foxes have dens and sparrows have nests, but the Son of Man had to leave his home and his mother and father too. Now, Ramdi, I just wanted to ask, because I know there's a lot of differences between boys and girls in sports. And, you know, with you having these co-ed leagues and whatnot with Kicking for Christ, you know, I know a lot of times, like, the girls, their tees are closer to the hole in golf, and their baskets are lower, and the three-point line is closer, and all that stuff. Now, what are the big differences with soccer with boys and girls? Besides, I know that the boys always fake injuries and the girls don't. And it seems like the boys really stay straight as arrows, and soccer seems to make all the girls become gay. Is there anything else that is like that you got to be, you know, aware of with this co-ed league?
Well, the main difference in this co-ed league that we do around the world is the amount of people that we have on the field.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, how do you do it? What's a normal soccer team?
Here's the thing. A normal soccer team is 11 people. Goalie, defenders, midfielders, and an attacker.
Cool.
Well, and attackers. In Kicking for Christ, we have 12 people on the team.
And how does that work out when you're playing another team that is 11?
You know, there's usually a lot of complaints. We have to convince the opposing coach that this is just us. This is what we do.
Well, I think it's really beautiful that you're standing up for some Christian ideals, and having 12 people on the field, I'm assuming, is because of the 12 disciples. It's a very holy number. And honestly, Ramdi, if you say it's a religious choice, they can't say anything to that. I mean, once you say this is our religious belief, well, they don't have a single leg to stand on.
No, not at all. It's absolutely a belief, and it's a right, and we make sure it is accepted and honored no matter where we are in the world.
That's right. You can't. I don't have to make you a cake for your gay relationship, and I don't have to take your vaccine, and I don't think you should be able to wear that head covering. You know, religious choice. Here we go. Try to stop me. Okay.
Speaking of Nigeria, that you guys had built the soccer field on what, I guess, What was the controversy there that the church went ahead and purchased the land for the soccer field, but then that became something, it was like an oil field or something like that, and then you guys were saying, hey, no, this is a field that we're playing soccer on, and then a bunch of guys were going, hey, this is actually our oil field, and we're, you know, it got a bit scary, didn't it?
Yeah, it did get a bit scary with the soccer/oil field. What's it going to be? It got heated. And remember, I came into rehearsal. That's what we call practice. I came in and I said, hey, today, put your balls down. We're not going to kick balls today. We're going to kick that oil company off the field.
Okay.
We marched into their trailer. They had a trailer set up. We marched into that trailer. The owner of the oil company was there. A man by the name of Juan Keen.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a...
Juan Keen.
Yeah, Juan Keen.
Juan Keen.
And he said, you know what? I challenge you to a game.
Oh. Of soccer, of oil drilling?
Of oil drilling.
Oh, no. Oh. I wish it had been soccer. I would have been so much better if it was soccer. You would have killed him.
We weren't prepared. We went out to that field and we drilled. We drilled at the goal line. We drilled at the halfway line. We drilled at the corner flag. You know what we did?
What? What's that? You found oil.
We made a mess.
Oh, no. Whoa.
The field was just not playable anymore.
I guess he did. That was a smart challenge because I guess he basically had you guys do the work that he was going to do anyway, and I guess it did sort of backfire.
Turned it into an oil field and not a soccer field.
Yeah, it turned out to be free labor, and we couldn't use the field.
Now, Ramdi, forgive me if this is too personal a question, but what's Nigeria like?
It's a great place. It is a great place. I was in the Lagos area. Big bustling city.
Did you say Lagos?
Oh, I love Legos. That's awesome.
That's like the...
I built this awesome thing out of Legos. Hallie, it was really cool. I built my own CrossFit gym. It was really cool. I built a Legos CrossFit
it's
gym.
It's a beautiful word. It's the word is at the beginning of John with, in the beginning was the Legos, and the Legos was with God, and the Legos was God. It's the original Greek of that explains the existence of God.
You know, one time when I was little, I swallowed a Legos, and it was really bad, and I actually, the doctor just said, let it pass, and it eventually did, I think, but you know, there's still a chance it's still in there. It was a piece of Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Oh. I've built many a Legos, but living there was great. I spent a wonderful 6 weeks there.
What are the people like? What's the food like? What's the currency? What's the shopping? What's the landscape? Are there beaches? Is it mountains? Is it urban?
Absolutely all of it. It's delicious. It's yummy. It's warm. And it's sunny.
Ooh, delicious yummy, warm and sunny. Wow, that should be the subtitle for Nigeria.
I mean, Ramdi, this is awesome, you know, delicious, warm, sunny places. And speaking of which, I was just looking in the bulletin about the awesome Kicking for Christ program that you guys did in Costa Rica. And that was cool because it seemed like you guys wanted to build this beautiful soccer pitch, I guess is what you called it in that little bulletin announcement. But then I guess you run into some trouble there in Costa Rica with the soccer pitch.
Yes, this company was moving in to take our plot of land.
Oh no!
That we had aside for our field that was going to be made. And I walked into practice. I said, "Team, today you're not going to be kicking balls. We're going to be kicking this company off our land."
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we put our balls down. We marched over to the company head, knocked on the office door, walked in, and we were there face to face with the company head, and you know who it was? It was a man named Juan Keen.
Oh, not again.
Yes. Yes.
Juan Keen again.
Juan
Keen. Oh, God.
Juan Keen.
Oh, so he's running a few companies.
Wow. Yeah, he's a busy man. And we approached him and we said, Hey Juan, give us back our land. He said, I will, but you have to beat me in a game.
Oh, I hope it was soccer.
No, unfortunately it was land clearing.
Okay. Oh no.
So we went out there and we had our team clear as many trees as possible. Just get the wildlife out of the area. Chase, shoot, go. And we cleared that land. Unfortunately, we put concrete on the land as well, and set a nice foundation for the construction site that they were trying to build. So it was a mistake on our part. It was my bad in leading my team down that road. But you know what? Some of us aren't leaders. Some of us are followers in Christ. And that's probably what I should have been focused on instead of...
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you just paved over your... You basically did his job for him again. That's such a bummer.
That
you just paved right
like,
over the soccer pitch.
It also sounds like what happened when you went to the Bahamas with a group of Climax kids. My son was on that trip trying to play soccer. And he said you ended up, in some kind of dispute with a landowner there. And you ended up planting an avocado field instead of making a soccer field. Was that also with this gentleman?
Juan Keen. Yeah. Yeah, the company is called Keen's Avocado.
Oh, right. Gosh, he's in oil, land, and avocados.
And yes, and he's got a lot of free labor out of us.
But at least you're getting to travel. I mean, you're going to the Bahamas, you're going to Costa Rica, you're going all over the world, getting to really soak up suck the marrow out of life. That's who I think of you as, Ramdi. You're somebody who's really living.
I'm lucky I get to spread the good word and go to so many places and push people to be better.
Yeah, yeah. Are you married?
No, I'm not. Hopefully one day.
Ramdi, I just want to give you a word basket of encouragement because I don't think you're going to be single for very long. I really don't. I'm looking at you and you're this gorgeous, tall drink of water. You're such an attractive man. Your hair is clearly shampooed, which is such a plus. And you have this interesting, rich story. You lived in the UK. You're a Nigerian British American. I mean, this is the stuff that women just want to gobble right up. And you know where I think you're gonna find somebody special is on all these trips. You're going all over the world. Do you have another trip planned now?
Yes. I actually just got back from a wonderful country, China.
Oh, China. Really?
It's a big country, a lot of land, a lot of culture, a lot of food. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Before it's time to play the game, I was approached by a man. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, "Hey, this area that you cleared out to play used to be a rice field."
Oh, really? Oh, that's so interesting.
I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Right? We didn't mean to infringe. We just wanted to kick for Christ."
Yeah.
Now, who was that man?
The man that tapped me on the shoulder is a man named is a businessman named Juan.
Juan Keane?
Juan Keane, yes. Juan Keane.
He's in China, too?
He said, "If you want to play this game, you got to go through me. And I challenge you to move those goalposts. I challenge you to a dig-off."
A dig-off?
A dig-off.
Oh, no.
And we actually ended up turning the soccer field back into a rice field.
Oh, no.
And we weren't able to play the game. He got more free labor out of us, which is something, again, I think I learned from this time. You know, fool me three or four times. There was that time in Denmark.
Oh, no.
Ramdi Hungry was played by the wonderful Namdi Ungwe. Follow him on TikTok where he is doing so many, many hilarious bits. That's at Namdi Ungwe. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.